This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Wowie zowie. Friday the 12th of May. Kara says she wants to go home and sleep. All right. Well,
you're already at home.
And you know what? I wouldn't mind going back to sleep myself, actually. Had the kind of a rough day yesterday, a rough night last night. So let's make today smooth as glass. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Fridays in this hour, a review in part of the charts for the week of May 8th to the 12th. Courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Get to that in a little bit, but first I want to go through a few things that are sticking in my craw or that are worth examination or understanding. The feds blocking a new drilling on an oil, it's a gas pipeline, owned by the same company, though, that is behind the Dakota Access Project, where there's a leak, too. Though, in this circumstance, the drilling in Ohio on the natural gas pipeline has allowed millions of gallons of drilling lubricant to spill into wetlands. Now, drilling lubricant is basically water, but the water has been somewhat, and I put in quotation marks, contaminated by being used in the process of drilling down into where the gas is and where the oil may be. But there's a question about all of these pipelines now surfacing, because there are so many of them. We've often thought of just oil pipelines. We don't think much about the gas, but there are gas pipelines all over, sprinkled all over the country. I wonder if you have one going through your neighborhood. I have one. The land that I use on my farm is in the middle, actually, of the farm that I own is on the border of the gas pipeline. It's the Tennessee Natural Gas Service. And it runs across a lot of state land that I rent for the farm. It's all going across and crisscrossing here and there. So in the particulars of this Ohio project, the Rover Pipeline Company was ordered to stop drilling. It's a $4 billion project. But because the environmental concerns are so great, and nobody from the Trump administration has gotten in the way of this, because it wouldn't make sense for them to get in the way of it. It didn't make sense for them to give the permit to the Dakota project, but they did. But I'm figuring that's going to have a slower start. So they have spilled 2 million gallons of bentonite mud, which is the drilling lubricant I'm talking about in Starr County. But it's not toxic. That's the thing. Underscoring non-toxic. The action was taken by the regulators. It's a step in the right direction, says the Environmental Protection Agency of Ohio. You know, each state falls in line. They have their own. We all do. Your state, my state. We have federal EPA. We have Ohio, or we have state EPA. And so in this circumstance, this EPA agency in Ohio has ordered the pipeline company to spend about half a billion. What is, how much is it? Oh, $431,000. Okay. For violations that have occurred across the state. So what's happening here? There are 18 pipelines like this under construction at various places in 11 or 12 states around the country. And what happens when these people get out into the open, they burn stuff and they pollute things and they break state laws and they get reviewed. But because there's so much money involved, they either fight them in court or they ignore them. So in this circumstance, there is, it looks like about 50 square miles of wetlands that have been affected by all of this, the Tuscarawas River. So they're, what it does is suffocate the fish and wildlife. Deer goes and drinks the water, dies. And the plants are killed. And it's a, the water chemistry is not pretty for this. So the new drilling will not continue until a third party investigates the drilling plans and practices for this and I guess some other sites as well. So the feds do seem to be involved in this. And as I said, this is a joint collaboration. The pipeline itself that's being drilled is by the Rover Pipeline Company. It's being financed by Energy Transfer Partners, and they're the ones who have financed the Dakota Access Pipeline. But you can see some pictures online, and I'm thinking there probably were some news pictures. There's some footage of this. I'm looking at a picture right now of a tape measure that's in the water, and it looks like it goes up to about a foot here in the last week or two. So there are concerns. There are questions. This is progress is important. Progress is good. Progress is positive. I'm all for progress. We need to have the energy. It's a valuable asset that we have so much of in our country, but it needs to be done and controlled in a way in which there is responsibility. So there's an arrogance here on both sides. The people who don't want to see any growth, no development, nothing, but they're happy to take advantage of all of that stuff when it's presented to them. And so here we are with that kind of situation. I understand this because there's stuff like that going on in my town as well and probably your town. But these people sometimes get a little arrogant, a little pushy, and so you have to calm them down a little bit. I guess my question would be whether I think in the back of my mind whether it's a good idea to have the federal EPA and state agency that basically does the same thing. But here it's taken them a while to get all of their ducks in order to slow down this pipeline. But it's so obvious. The mess is, it's a mess. It's ugly, actually. Ooh, mud. And when it dries, it's messy. But trust me, if you haven't seen the pictures, it's a mess. And I'm one for progress, but there's something about this, and I really was against what was going on, and am still against the Dakota Access Project. I think that the thing could easily have been moved up the river a bit. And so now, with all of this attention on the mess in Ohio, perhaps there'll be a focus more on that, and thus a change in how it's being done. Food for thought, an idea, and an event to discuss at 14 past the hour on the Friday Good Day Hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
Now, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples' help, your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click.
Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, here we are, 17 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Interesting things going on in Washington. A couple of investigations. The voter fraud investigation continues to be a highlight. As a matter of fact, that is the number one item this week on the chart from Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com has a list of all the top 10 stories and people. I will go through some of them as time allows during this hour. The Trump, the Trumpster signed an executive order creating a special commission to look at voter fraud and suppression of votes. Remember, he talked a lot about voter fraud, or he didn't talk about it, he posted it on Twitter. Been no evidence to support his claims that anybody knows of. But now, Mike Pence and the Secretary of State in Kansas, Kris Kobach, are spearheading a commission to look into voter fraud. The idea here is to try to figure out, and I guess what Kobach did in Kansas was to try to get proof of citizenship for voters. I don't have any problem. I really don't have a problem with that. I think there ought to be a way. I think you need to identify yourself. When I go to vote, I don't have to identify myself. I have to walk in. I'm here. Who I am, and I get a ballot. I don't have to have a license. I have nothing. And I think that's just wrong. The thing about the investigation, or the thing about voting, that still bothers me and will continue to bother me until it's corrected. Hopefully in my lifetime it will be corrected. And that's the idea of the Electoral College being tossed. I know that Trump wouldn't be there without the Electoral College, and so that's cool, but he lost the popular vote, and he says it was because of voter fraud. I don't know whether I believe that or not. I don't know that it's necessary for the discussion, frankly, to believe it or not believe it. What isn't right is that you and I do not have a vote. We're voting for delegates, supposedly, people who are pledged to vote for Donald Trump or, in that case, Hillary Clinton or Ms. Stein, whoever it is. But it's not right. You should be able to, as you do in the state, and as you do in your town or city, your vote counts 100%. One vote for one person. And that's not the way it is on the federal level. People come up with all this foolish, the excuses they come up with, how it works, it's better, it's not fair to do it the other way. That's nonsense. It is in my mind, anyway. Even though in the old days, yeah, you needed an electoral college because people couldn't get, when the country was first started, transportation got in the way of being able to have everybody's vote count. So that's where the idea of the electoral college came from. Some people say there are other routes to it as well. But it doesn't make any difference at this point. One person, one vote in your town, your city, your state, and the federal government, any election. Your vote needs to count. It doesn't now. So I'd like that to be part of this voter fraud investigation, frankly. What do you think? 21 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Kato, Jennifer Lopez, along with P. Diddy, Luke Bryan, and Ciara, among a list of celebrities who the FTC sent letters to following Instagram posts. They made some endorsements of products without fully disclosing financial gains from the product. Why is that a problem on Facebook? What is businesses of the Federal Trade Commission, whether they are making a buck or not? Why do they have to know that?
That's, well, sort of like in radio, you know, the payola plugola kind of stuff. I mean, it's the same. It applies for online posts. Yeah.
Really? Why?
Because it just does. I don't know why. It just does.
But that's a good question. Why? I think that's a why is a why.
But why does it apply to radio?
In this day and age, because of the competition, I don't think it should apply anymore. I just think that
I'm saying, but like, what's the fact? Like, why does it exist? Because it's probably the same reason that the FCC would say it exists for Instagram.
But my point isn't so much that. Thank you for allowing me to sort of bring up. My point is that it's outdated
right now.
I think at this point in time, it's like chasing people around. The FCC goes to people because they say something obscene on the radio or television, and they're never going to win. So I don't see how this protects.
FTC, though.
Yeah, I know, Federal Trade Commission.
Right.
But what are they protecting people from? What does this do to protect anybody? How is this a good government service? Why do you give a rat's butt as to whether Jennifer Lopez or P. Diddy gets some money for...
So let's talk about, like, Kendall Jenner recently advertised for the Fyre Festival, which was a huge flop. She didn't know anything about it, but she was paid a ton of money. And people knew that was an ad, but I think that people want to know if it's a product that they're actually using and they're advertising it because they like it or if they're getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
Like, if Jennifer Lopez has amazing hair and she just says, hey, this isn't an ad, but I love this product, it's amazing, I use it every day, then I'm going to go out and buy it. But if she's getting paid a ton of money and she doesn't actually use it,
then I
want to know that.
Yeah,
well, I don't think.
And they're talking about a lot of young people who are, you know, heavily influenced by these celebrities.
You know what? That's their problem. If they aren't educated enough to know what's going on, that's their problem.
How can anyone be educated to know what J-Lo's getting paid to do? That's not a viable argument.
You hear me from time to time say, I'm not getting paid to promote something. You do hear me say that.
And then
I say
we
that
know
as
that's
a matter
your opinion.
Of course.
Right, but we know, we take that more seriously. If you say, I really love this product, and I'm not being paid to say it, I just happen to really love it, that holds a lot more weight. But see, that's what these posts are implying, that they're not being paid. It's the same thing, except they are being paid. That's where it's fraudulent.
So you and I disagree.
It's okay.
I don't know that we do, though. I don't know that you're... I think we are saying the same thing.
Are we?
I think the FTC has
more important things to do with tax dollars than chase these people around for this kind of stuff. That's my point, more than anything else. I don't care what J-Lo or P. Diddy does. There's nothing that P. Diddy... And this sounds, you can, somebody's going to yell, racist! But I'm not, I just, there's nothing about P. Diddy that would influence me if he said,
well, that's you, Doug. These are young kids on Instagram who are, and the Jennifer Lopez thing is a great example, Cara, with the shampoo.
How much stuff do you think is on Instagram that is aimed at influencing people?
100% of it, practically, at this point.
Right, so that's the point.
Right, but if the thing is, though, if a girl who's 14 years old goes out and spends money on something J-Lo claims that she uses, and she's actually not, that's fraudulent. So I don't understand, like, why you have a problem with that.
Okay, so let me say this. Even this is like me cutting my throat. How about watch or listen to an ad on the radio or watch it on TV for drugs? And you see, they tell you how fraudulent their ad is. They do 15 minutes of this is why you should use it and 45 seconds of this is
why
you
should. Right, all the scary stuff that can happen.
Yeah,
right.
So,
but none of that is happening on these posts. That's the point of all of this. There is no disclosure. There is no transparency. It's you don't know what they're being paid or if they are being paid, and that's what they're talking about.
All right. There we go. I'm glad to have your opinion. I am. 28 past the episode this program is about.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Entrepreneurs are increasingly optimistic about the economy, according to the Spring 2017 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, but this isn't yet translating into new investment in their business. The survey of 1,000 small business owners nationwide found that 52% are optimistic the national economy will improve over the next 12 months, up a staggering 21% since fall 2016. However, some uncertainty still exists among small business owners, as revenue expectations and growth plans remain at the modest levels seen last fall, and plans to increase hiring shrunk to a 5-year low of only 18%. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
We saw a surge in economic confidence, and it's a great indicator of potential small business growth in 2017. However, we do see a wait-and-see attitude persisting as we see entrepreneurs hold back on making new investments to hire and grow in the year ahead.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Howdy, Mom folks. KFC's Colonel Sanders here. I know you don't want to do Mom stuff on Mother's Day, so have Dad pick up a delicious KFC $20 fill-up. The family gets 8 pieces of delicious, freshly prepared chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, 1 large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. It's your day, so tell your family they can figure it out themselves for once in their lives. And then I'll figure it out for them, so they've kind of learned nothing. Oh well, at least you won't have to cook. KFC, it's finger-licking good. For a limited time at participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Four at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. How do you do? It's Friday already again. Yes, a retread of last Friday. No, a precursor to next Friday. No, it's today. Let's work today over. The most interesting headline I have seen this week, I'm going to go through some of the charts from Talkers Magazine, as we often do, at least in part on Friday during this hour, just to shake some stuff loose. This is the best headline of the week. Quote, people need to GTF. I think you can figure that out, Kara, right? People need to GTF over the fact that the French president-elect's wife is older than he is. That seems to be
well, a lot of the fact that our president is a lot older than his wife, then yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. Well, you see, there's a hypocrisy and hypocrisy there because it seems to not make as much difference to people if men are married to younger women, but when a younger man is married to an older woman, wow.
I think people are just shocked that someone younger could find an older woman attractive, which is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. I'm sure you have a number of 16- and 17-year-old boys that like you, right?
If they do, I don't know about it. I sure hope they don't.
All right, another item. I guess the number one I go through, sometimes I start at number 10 and go to number 1. Sometimes I start at number 1 and go to whatever, as far as I can get through some of these. And there's so much ancillary material to listen to and to think about with regard to number 1 this week on the charts. It's a sort of spoiler alert. The fact that the president fired Mr. Comey is number one. So let's listen to some various bits and pieces of thought from various folks, starting with Charles Krauthammer, who's here talking about who he thinks is a good replacement for Comey.
Condoleezza Rice. Now, I know that's out of the box. You could say I'm out of my mind, but I don't think you need a history in law enforcement. The one thing you've got to have here is a sense of integrity, unimpeachable integrity. She's obviously very skilled at many things. She goes all the way back to Scowcroft and national security agencies. She also happens to know a lot about the Russians. She could read the alleged collusion documents in the original Russian if necessary. But you want somebody from the outside who will simply stand for probity. I think she does. Now, I don't think she'd want the job. I wouldn't really want to blame her for that. I think one thing that you could do is have her say she would stay a year or two or until the Russia mess is cleared up, until they've come to a conclusion. And then she'd go on to be the commissioner of the NFL.
That's very possible. That's really what she wants to
that's
do.
What she
and
really
play golf.
Wants. I think it would be a good way to work up to that.
Sure. That's news to me. Did you know that, Garrett? She wanted to be the commissioner of the NFL?
I couldn't tell if they were joking or not, but I looked it up, and there are multiple articles about how that's apparently what she wants to do, and there are people
yeah.
who want her to do it.
Yeah. Well, the part about that Krauthammer says about her integrity is 100% correct. I believe she has lots of integrity, a tremendous amount of integrity. And he made reference to Snowcroft or Scowcroft, whatever the guy's name was from the first Bush era, who was her boss, Brent Scowcroft. I always messed up his last name, Scowcroft, I think. The idea of her running something, however, is a bit of a misstep because she's not a good manager, not a good organizer. She's very smart, has lots of integrity. She made a mess of the State Department in terms of its organization that is running. People say, Hillary Clinton made a mess of it. Hillary Clinton knows how to organize a staff and to run things, although there were a lot of things that fell apart and to the wayside at the State Department. The maybe part of the problem here is that it's too big. And the country's too big, and all these organizational entities, all these divisions, all these units, all these secretariats, they're too big, there are too many of them. And that is what gives fuel to the fire, or what gave support to Trump, because he wanted to cut back on all of these things, whether he's going to have whether it's going to be in the short run or the long haul, is the timeline of this is questionable. So as far as being someone who could have integrity and bring a sense of courage to the FBI, yeah. But as far as somebody who knows how to run an organization, no. So here's another idea that came from Mike Lee, who's a senator from Utah. He thinks that Merrick Garland, remember him, the judge nominated to the Supreme Court by President Obama, never even got a hearing. This guy's a Republican, Mike Lee, said that he thinks that Merrick Garland would be perfect for the position. He tweeted yesterday, instead of a special prosecutor, Trump ought to nominate Merrick Garland to replace James Comey. And then there were some press reports. His press spokesman repeated the desire. He's been sharing this idea with people in the Senate, communicated it to the White House, something the administration is taking seriously, apparently. And so we'll see what happens. Maybe a good idea. We need to have people with ideas. Ideas are important. Speaking of that, I have been talking this week about a new find for me. And as long as we are still on the Comey affair, I thought you might like to listen to a bit of Sarah Huckabee, who's now married. Sarah Huckabee is Mike Huckabee's daughter, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is the second in charge at the White House press room. It seems Sean Spicer is having a bit of a problem, and they all know that Kellyanne Conway doesn't have any credibility at all with anybody. So this young lady has been trotted out, and I thought she was fabulous. I saw her talking to reporters this week. As a matter of fact, here she is talking about whether Comey's firing and Mr. Trump's meeting with Russian officials is poking fun at the Democrats.
The president is accused by Democrats of trying to circumvent the Russia investigation by firing Comey. He meets with the Russian foreign minister and the Russian ambassador to the United States. He's accused of being Nixonian. He meets with Richard Nixon's Secretary of State. The timing of all of this, is it just ironic, or is this the president poking a finger in his critic's eye?
Look, these were meetings that have been on the books for a while. They didn't just happen this morning. There's not a strategy to go after the Democrats on this. I think, frankly, the saddest thing is that the Democrats are trying to politicize and take away from something the president should be doing. He should be meeting with the foreign minister. He should be meeting with people like Kissinger. And for them to try to attack him for doing his job, maybe they should spend a little more time doing their jobs and we wouldn't have all the problems that we do.
I thought that was terrific. I was trying to do that. Yeah, give it to him. I mean, everybody needs to sit up straight. What is it? Stand up straight or fly right or whatever it is. Okay, so that's the number one item. A couple of thoughts and comments about that on the talkers list. Number two is the focus on the health care plan. And I thought you might appreciate listening to someone for whom I have great regard. You'll hear a lot of the same attitudes and ideas coming from me as you do from Rand Paul.
One of the basic precepts of Obamacare was that the federal government got involved with buying insurance. I don't think the federal government should be in the business of buying insurance. The insurance companies made $6 billion a year in profit before Obamacare. They now make $15 billion a year.
Oops.
They want a bailout. All this talk of high-risk pools is fancy, wonky talk about health care. It's basically a subsidy and a bailout for insurance companies. I'm not for bailing out rich companies with taxpayer dollars. There are other ways to fix it. One way I've tried to fix it and want to do is to expand the ability of individuals to leave the individual market and get into a big buying group. Like, what if the NRA could be a buying group? You know, what if credit unions could be a buying group? There's all kinds of ways we can fix this, but the House plan doesn't fix it. It puts a Band-Aid on it, but it's a hundreds of billions of dollar Band-Aid paid for by the taxpayer, and that's just not a conservative solution.
No, it isn't. As I said, you'll hear him reflect a lot of things that I think, or he'll reflect a lot of things that I think one way or the other. There's a libertarian streak in me that's very strong, and I have great I think he would be a fabulous president, frankly. Rand Paul would be. Let's have one more moment on one of the items. One of the names, the people names this week on the talkers list is Michael Flynn, again there, the fired national security advisor, wouldn't hand over documents requested by a Senate committee for its investigation into Russian meddling in the election. So now the committee is forcing Flynn to, instead of asking him, they're telling him, you must give us this information. The leaders of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence say they have subpoenaed Flynn and the records. The scope of the investigation looks back into whether any members of the presidential campaigns had ties to Russia, his business dealings, especially a paid speech he gave for a Russian government-owned TV station, have come under scrutiny. I'm not sure that that's the worst thing in the world that he's done. I think there's a little bit of smoke and a little bit of fire here, although I do think that there are there's a little bit of sort of political blackmail going on here. Duh, you think? So there's a couple of things that find their origins in the talkers' charts this week. In a moment, who ought to run for president? That's next.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook, Better Healthcare Policy.
Mother's Day is Sunday, the 14th of May. Sherry's Berries, offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And right now, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Pick your delivery date, and these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, or you'll get your money back. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before, but you've never seen anything like this. Sherry's berries are huge. They're sweet. They're juicy. They're covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, chopped nuts, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. All these things are so great. Yum, yum, yum. Sherry's berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mother's face. Surprise your mom by going on right now to berries.com and use the code DJV. That's BERRIES.com, berries.com. The code is DJV.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to roll felt, ready to cap, ready to shingle. And during Lowe's Ready to Raise the Roof event, pro customers should get ready to save big with up to 20% on Owens Corning shingles every day when they buy in bulk. Plus, now through May 25th at Lowe's, pros can save up to 30% off select Hitachi nailers and pneumatic accessories. See the Pro Desk in store for details. Shingle offer applies to contractor packs. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
How long would it take you to get to a hospital in a critical emergency? More than 85 million Americans live more than an hour's drive from a trauma center. Emergency transport by helicopter is often the only way to get a patient to the hospital when every minute counts, especially in rural communities. Dr. Dark Havaspor says it can be a matter of life and death and that we need to protect access to these vital medical services.
It's the trauma surgeon like myself or an ER physician who receives these patients in the emergency room. So I see firsthand what an incredible difference it makes when patients arrive in the ER having been transported quickly by the air medical crew. It's during these emergencies that every second matters, and we really cannot let these services go away.
With rising healthcare costs and increased hospital closures, supporters of Emergency Air Medical Services have launched the Save Our Air Medical Resources campaign to protect access to emergency healthcare for millions of Americans. For more information, visit soarcampaign.com. I'm Doug Desher reporting.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. I'm not a reporter. I'm not a journalist. I talk on the radio about things that are fun, that are interesting, and I find this very compelling. The last president before Mr. Trump has, in an interview, described the White House as a very nice prison. So, 8 years in prison. And all he has to show for it is $400,000 a year and a contract for $60 million to write a book or two, he and his wife. So, would you care to spend 8 years in prison if you could get $60 million when you got out? And got paid $400,000 a year while you were there.
If I got paid $400,000 while I was in jail?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then $60 million when you got out.
That's actually a surprisingly hard question.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I mean, depends what kind of jail it is. Do I get to go to the one of the
White House?
Yeah. Well, yeah. There
nice
we go.
Prison. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, future president of the United States. He is on the cover of the June issue of GQ. When asked what he thinks about the president, he says, with any job you come into, you have to prove yourself. And then, of course, the natural question, what would it be like if you were to run for president? And he said, I feel that if I were president, poise would be important. Leadership would be important. Taking responsibility for everybody would be important. So, The Rock for president. What do you think?
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Listen up, if you're a small business or if you are thinking of starting your own business. I'm one of these people that thinks everybody should have a little business in their garage or down in the basement because there are lots of tax benefits. Joining us now, Sharon Miller, the head of small business at Bank of America. She has a lot of experience in helping these small businesses that we have around the country. Bank of America deals with about 3 million small businesses. You have that many clients. Is that true, Sharon?
We do. We have 3 million small business owners across the United States, and you know, in the general landscape of small businesses, there are 29 million small businesses in the U.S. In our local communities.
That's a small business, as I think many people have said and acknowledged. I have a little small business. This radio entrepreneurial adventure that I've had for almost 30 years is a small business. And so I identify, I think I said, you may have been listening a few moments ago before you came on, we did a research paper last year and found, we asked people what they did for a living or how they earned their living, and a huge preponderance of people that are listening to this program anyway are small business owners. So what do you have for them when it comes to optimism and the economy? Some of the big businesses feel good about the Trump years that are ahead of us. What about small business people?
You know, this survey found that small business owners' confidence in the economy, it jumped 21% from just 6 months ago. And we have been surveying small business clients for the past 5 years, and this survey result was by far the highest level of optimism we have seen in the past 5 years. So although the optimism or the outlook going forward was very, very positive, we still have a wait-and-see attitude when it comes to growth, hiring, or revenue expectations. So it's a little bit different once you start digging into the data. I will tell you that at Bank of America, though, we had the strongest first quarter we have ever had in lending and extending access to capital to small business owners since the financial crisis. So our results indicate strong growth, strong activity happening across the country.
Mm-hmm. And do we have a why?
You know, why business owners are optimistic, and especially the six-month jump. I think, you know, when you think back to 6 months ago, what was happening in the economy and the environment, we were just going into the election. So anytime we go into an election cycle, there tends to be uncertainty. Post the election, small business owners tend to stabilize and can move forward. But we do still see uncertainty as it relates to health care and tax reform. Those are things that you hear about in the news all the time. There's a lot of discussion what's going to happen. And health care costs continue to be the number one concern of small business owners. It was in this survey. It was in the prior. Every time I review the data points, health care and taxes come through to the top as biggest concerns of small business owners.
Mm-hmm. Do you think business owners can plan, and you would see these people coming to you for advice or for lending, do they look far ahead, or do they, like a lot of big businesses, only look 6 to 12 months ahead?
You know, they do. I mean, I think you've got to do both. You've got to think, you know, today, right, what's going to happen today? Is someone going to show up to work, or am I going to have to go cover for them? Because we know small businesses, you know, you eat, sleep, breathe what you do, and your client, the end user, if, you know, if you're in business, a retailer, and someone doesn't show up to open the shop, well, you've got to go, right? Yep. So there are many implications of small business owners today. And then you gotta think, you know, 12 months from now and then into the future. And some areas that, you know, we talk about and we heard from our small business owners in this last survey is, you know, I think in 20 years it's gonna be more virtual. Well, I think today it is. We asked, you know, how are you doing as it relates to automation and getting paper out of your system. Those are all the areas that small business owners are thinking of longer term. Mm-hmm. But truth be told, I think it's today. I mean, people are working virtually. They are able to open a business in a local community and then go online, and all of a sudden you have scale. You have a national audience that you would not have had 5 or 10 years ago.
So the world is changing already. A company advertising me called ParachuteHome.com. Perfect example of that. All right. So this is good information. You want more? If you're a small business person, go to bankofamerica.com/small-business to review the survey and see how much of the information there agrees with what's going on with you. Sharon Miller, thank you for being here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.